Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Yes, you are.
That's right.
Fresh off the black carpet, more than a penny.
Morena, how are you guys?
Yeah, we're good. We had an awesome night. How was your Tate's evening?
Oh, it was great. I had so much fun. It was really good.
You were so busy. I saw you getting dragged into so many photos.
Yeah, that's the downside, is lots of people don't want their photos taken like on their own. So I end up being in heaps of the photos, and then I feel really embarrassed that I'm in heaps of the photos.
You're famous. Own it.
Everybody wants a photo with Penelope Noir.
They did.
What was really awesome was having it open to the public and everyone like wanting to have their photo taken. And, you know, there were only a couple that I had to entice. And so it kind of really added to the atmosphere and community of the event, which I really loved. So it was like so much fun.
Hard out. It was really cool to see a real mix of faces that were familiar and unfamiliar, friends and whānau of finalists, but also just people that wanted to get amongst it and see what the Tates are all about, eh?
Yeah,
it was really, really cool. And everyone looked amazing. Like, yes. No matter what they wore, whether they went kind of like quite over the top or whether they just kind of like, you know, added something really personal to their normal style, it just looked really cool, which kind of really reflects kind of like the diversity and independence and the creative spirit of, you know, the Tate Music Prize, which is great. We want to say a big congratulations to Marlon Williams and all the other ones.
Yes.
And Geneva Aiken. Yep.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, so I was thinking back, the photos aren't out from the black carpet yet, but I was thinking back and thinking of the themes that I thought that I saw a lot of. And I want to say I feel that personality hats were a big thing this year.
Yes, they were. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so this could like mean either like a hat or, you know, Geneva AM's amazing crown of leaves and flowers. And there was, I want to do a big shout out to Mars Dad.
Yeah.
Who had the most amazing straw hat that he just, like, it really just looked really amazing. Paul Roper from the Mint Chicks, he had a really cool kind of bucket hat, a white bucket hat that matched his, you know, kind of high white docks, which are really cool. I did not know the people in the masks, in the balaclava.
Yeah, I was also trying to figure that out, but they looked very cool.
Yeah, so for the audience, there were a couple of people that came and they were wearing amazing kind of classic suits, and that was like another theme of the night, I felt. And one was wearing a knitted balaclava with a bright, like, yellow suit, like, I mean, banana yellow, and the other was wearing actual chainmail as, you know, over their head. And so you could only see their eyes, and it just was very stunning and very good for the photographer, Dave.
Yeah.
Shout out Dave. Dave was working hard.
Yeah, he was. Clicking away. Yeah. That look, I did see them a couple of times and I was like, who are they?
I love that.
But I guess the mistake of it all, eh?
Yeah. They were really cool. And I ran into them in the elevator going down, so it was really cool to say hi. And I think that I really love Rev Fountain's style. Like, I feel like Rev Fountain always kind of looks really classic and then kind of puts a twist on it, like wearing like a leather vest over some really lovely black kind of floaty kind of clothing. I think Jasmine Mary, amazing pink vintage dress with the clear chunky heels was just incredible to
Jasmine. Yeah, Jasmine, they told me they got that at the op shop for like $10. And I also loved it, pairing it with the bleached eyebrows that they're rocking at the moment. Very cool.
Yeah, it looked great. And just the bright red lipstick, but no kind of minimal eye makeup, just looked amazing. I think we've got to talk about Priya Sammy from Bub.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
The amazing gown. Yeah.
It was incredible.
How do we describe this? Because I know like the bottom was kind of like, was it denim, and then it had a massive big organza kind of skirt, and then the top was kind of made up of a different patchwork of fabrics?
Yeah, it was kind of like the start of denim jorts, and then it just went into this like tulle situation.
Well, Priya told Millie a bit about her outfit. So the tulle on the skirt was left over from the Princess Chelsea Midwinter Ball, because she did all the decorations for that. And then the top was like patchwork of some of her favorite merch t-shirts. Like there was a Sonic Youth.
Yep.
And a Sailor Moon t-shirt that, and she'd sort of cut them all up and stitched them together into this like awesome sort of off the shoulder
distressed bodice.
Yeah.
It was stunning.
It was so good. I can't wait for people to see the photos because that just was like incredible, that dress.
Mm. Yeah, and also shout out to Priya who had thought ahead and said that she had stubbies and flat shoes waiting for her.
Yes,
somewhere else. And I was like, yeah, okay, we're thinking ahead here.
Mm-hmm. I know we mentioned... Sorry, you go.
Okay. I was just going to say, it's interesting that most people wear flat shoes or boots. You know, not many wear heels.
Mm.
Yeah.
I know I know we mentioned Ma's dad, Honekoka, before, and he did look stunning, but I also think that Ma might have to take home the award for, like, Skaxis Steez.
Yeah, Steeziest look.
The tiny sunglasses, and there was some really beautiful beading around her shirt, but it was just, like, a very classy, sort of, like, slightly oversized baggy suit that looked so clean. And, yeah, like you said, the suits were big this year. Like, people really honed in on their suits and everyone looked very... Yeah.
And Ma had that pleated piece that was underneath that suit jacket.
Mm.
And I think that was over pants. And I just think that looked really cool with the boots and everything.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Also, Commie, who always has great stuff. But Commie and Billie Jean on stage.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, my God. I was thinking that about Billie Jean's like romper situation, the white sort of lacy and then the beautiful big feather in her hair. That was really awesome.
It looked incredible, eh?
Mm.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Special shout out to Zoe, Babe Martin.
Yeah, she's gorgeous dress.
Yes. I don't know if it's because I hadn't seen her in a while, but when she rocked up to the black carpet, I actually almost cried.
I did. Aww. I think I did gasp. It was quite...
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Majestic. I'm pretty sure that was kind of vintage, like, Batwing. It was really
Batwing. Awesome.
Situation. It was just adorable.
Yeah, no, it was incredible. And Cody Nelson and Dex Runga looked amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Roper, who I mentioned before, I just thought his whole look was really incredible.
Mm.
And I did see some brief photos of the after the awards of the Mint Chicks and John Baker, and I can't wait for those to come out.
Awesome.
When
the photos do come out, where can people go and look at them to get a visual image of what we're describing?
I think they're going to be on maybe Radio New Zealand. It might just be a matter of like Googling them. Does BFM put them up?
You'd hope so, because we looked really good. If yeah, I
we'll
do
definitely,
so
we'll definitely post the photos of ourselves, because I know those will turn out great, Emily.
Yeah.
But I feel like social media is probably the best bet. The Tates or IMNZ tend to do a little... Mm. Dump of a bunch of great looks, but yeah, having a little Google search is always a good idea. So
Generally it's like Radio New Zealand and like the Herald and lots of different places like that. Just a bit of a Google, but they normally come up pretty quick, so I think that they'll probably be up this afternoon or tomorrow.
Awesome.
So thanks to the amazing Dave, the photographer,
mm-hmm.
who does an amazing job and always gets everyone's best angle. Just want to say thanks to everyone at IMNZ who put the Tates together, and especially Lisa from the label and her team who were, you know, doing all that press stuff and, you know, wrangling everyone.
Working incredibly hard. We've had a texter ask if you wore only black, of course.
She's a goth.
I did.
The doy? Of course. And we actually went out in sympathy.
We were all black. I mean, I had brown boots, but... Yeah, we were pretty much all black, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. The 95 BFM crew were representing black, which was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were.
And there was another SRN station there.
Radioactive.
Yeah, and they looked great.
Yeah, Frida had a great outfit. I loved her sort of purple vibe that she had going on, the little, I don't even know what you call that kind of hat, like a newsboy sort of hat vibe.
Yeah.
Like a baker cap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
It was very like early kind of naughty chic. Casual, chic, formal.
Yeah, tiny bit steampunk almost, maybe.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, Yeah.
And there were so many people in black, as usual, but there were so many people in amazing bright colours as well.
Mm.
Like, I think there was a woman that came and who was in a sari, and it was a really amazing, like, vivid kind of dark red, and that looked really amazing.
Mm.
And then some people in some, like, really, like, pastel jeweled kind of colours.
Mm.
Yeah, they look really cool as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
So many great looks. Hey, thank you so much for all of your mahi with the black carpet, Penny. We felt so glam and so looked after upon arrival.
Mm-hmm.
Love your work. And can't wait for next year, eh?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Hey, awesome. Thank you so much, Penny. You have an awesome rest of your day. Hopefully you can have a little nap after a big night. But, yeah, we'll catch up with you for more fashion chat next week, eh?
Okay, take care.
Thanks Penny. Bye.
Bye.
Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.